Support for KPLU comes from the lawyers and staff of Stoll Reeves, providing a broad range of legal services to businesses in all stages of growth, with offices from the West Coast to the Midwest. More information is available on the web at stoel.com.
If she's at a party and there's a piano, composer Barbara Anselmi will immediately walk over to it and start to play. So it only makes sense that when we sit down for an interview at the Village Theater, Anselmi starts to tickle the ivories.
Do you feel most at home when you're at a piano?
Not most at home. I feel most at home when I'm on a couch watching TV. See, the truth is funny.
But this isn't your typical couch potato. Anselmi's the kind of person who'll break into song when the moment feels right.
I always sing when I'm really happy. Like, I'll tell you, when I was in college and I was someplace where I was up all night, and I'd wake up the next morning, I sometimes would be like, last night, I didn't get to sleep at all. No, no. I would do that.
If it was a really good friend, it was like, last night, I didn't get to sleep at all.
I think that's what she was hinting at, but she realizes this is G-rated radio. Brian Hargrove has joined us at the piano. He's written the lyrics and libretto for the show. It Should Have Been You tells the story of a Jewish bride and her Catholic fiancé. There are several plot twists, including the parents of the lovebirds who really wish they were marrying somebody else.
It should have been you.
What?
It should have been you.
Right.
I don't have a problem with the fact he took my daughter for a wife, but I have a problem when the guy can't tell a joke to save his life. I will spend each family function stifling yawns.
John Kretzu is the director.
Anytime that you read a new script, I'm looking for something that, like, hits me, you know, right in the heart and right in the gut. And it's something that you can actually just kind of know as a director. You read something and there's something in it that makes you want to express this to an audience.
The lead character in the show is named Jenny. She's the bride's older sister, and she's beginning to think she'll be single forever.
Everyone I know is celebrating. Oh, hi, Mindy. I wanna hop on that ride. Fix me a drink, then double it up.
When I heard the demo and I heard that song, that was the moment. There's that great moment that a director has also of, oh my God, I'm just gonna die if I don't get to direct this sometime.
Anselmi, the composer, fell in love with musical theater when she was 5. Her mom took her to see the show 1776. It opened with a huge musical number, but then long scenes of dialogue followed.
My mother told me as I fell asleep during the scenes. And then at intermission, I got up, ran to the pit, and she couldn't get me away. And I was so fascinated with the instruments and the musicians that that's where I wanted to be.
Anselmi was studying songwriting in New York when, for a class assignment, she had to come up with an idea for a musical.
And so when I was coming up with the, like, what am I going to do for my second year project? I'm like, well, something that has grandeur. And the thing about a wedding is that it's an incredibly heightened experience already. Now, this is something I've never been through, a wedding, but boy, I know what happens, and I know the fighting, and I know all the backstabbing that can sometimes happen. I mean, I know that there are weddings that go off great, but in my life, I tend to hear about more of the drama than the easy, smooth things.
She ended up with 17 songs, all sung by different people involved in a wedding. Then she realized she needed more of a story, and that's where lyricist Brian Hargrove came in.
We're starting out with basically a fairly cliched situation. No one's happy about the wedding. I mean, this could be right out of Abbey's Irish Rose. It was a play that was done in the 50s about Jewish Catholic person getting together. And so I was sort of hoping to take these cliches and let people go, oh, I get what this is. It's a wedding. This is what's happening. And then turning it.
So in one scene, a guy sings a love song to a girl who's hiding out in a bathroom stall. In another scene, the mother of the bride is getting her hair done, and she's lamenting having to be nice.
I hate nice. Nice is wrong. It's pretending you're weak when you're strong because you're walking on eggshells. God help me, God is schmear. I'm no good at faking sincere.
Eventually, the tangled mess turns into Happily Ever After. Not that we'd want all that drama in real life, but it's sure fun to watch on stage.
Florangela Davila, KPLU News.
It should have been you, and would have been you, if you hadn't been so damn neurotic that you never could commit, or she hadn't been so idiotic not to know that you were it once you find out.